Hi there, my name is Ryan J. Salva. I'm a JavaScript developer and a product manager on the tools for Apache Cordova. I'm here to talk to you today about some of the new features we brought into Visual Studio 2015. Tools intended to help you interop with command line based tools like Grunt and Gulp and Bower and Node and all that kind of stuff that you're accustomed to using inside of typical JavaScript development. Hopefully, you'll also learn how to take some of your ASP.NET development skills and apply them back to mobile application development for iOS, Android, and Windows using the tools for Apache Cordova. Let's jump right into it with a demo. Here we go. All right, so one of the big changes between Visual Studio 2013 and 2015 is that we introduced a new project system. And to demonstrate how this project system works, I'm going to start on the Mac side of things. In fact, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to create a project using command line based tools. In this particular case, I'm using a command line tool called Ionic, which also takes advantage of Cordova. All right, so here we go. Ionic start my app. We're going to stomp on the current project. Go ahead, do it. And here we go. It's downloading the Ionic app. Ionic is a framework that's primarily intended to create excellent native-like controls using HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Whereas Cordova provides kind of the underlying architecture that allows you to communicate with native code across the WebView bridge, Ionic provides the controls that give you radio buttons, tabs, list views, things like that. All right, we've got it created. So now we're ready to switch on over into that directory. And let's see what that looks like inside of the iOS emulator. So we're gonna say Ionic emulate iOS. Now what it's gonna do is it's gonna build the application and launch that iOS simulator right here on the Mac side of things. Here we go. The simulator's coming up in the background. And here it is, the app launching a la Cordova. You'll see here that this has got a real native-like look and feel. Everything that you see here is HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, but it looks just like native controls. We've got smooth animations that navigate between views. We've even got form controls, just like you'd expect to see on a settings page. Looks pretty real to me. All right, so now let's kind of switch on over to use the exact same project, but on Visual Studio. All right, I'm over here in Visual Studio Online where I've uploaded my project from the Mac using Git. So now I'm gonna open it up in Visual Studio. In fact, let's kind of go right over here, and in Visual Studio, I've already pulled that guy down and cloned him. So at this point, what I need to do is I need to actually open up the project. Here's one important difference between Visual Studio 2013 and 2015. Because when we changed the project to become interoperable with node-based tools like Grunt, Gulp, and Bower, we adopted a file system-based project. In fact, this is the exact same file system that's used by ASP.NET projects, ASP.NET 5 projects. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna open it up from the file system where we cloned it from existing code. This is a brand new dialog here, and what this dialog is going to do is basically translate that file system-based project into a project that Visual Studio can understand. You'll notice here that the very first option that comes up is Apache Cordova project. Now all we got to do is find the project on our file system. That's pretty easy. I know where it was located from when I cloned it. And this particular one, I just named it My App PC because we're on the PC side of things. All right, select folder. And now let's give it a name. Let's call it My App PC just to keep things consistent. All right. Now it's bringing in the project, and you'll see that there's a little lock, kind of a source control icon on all of those files except for one. That's that taco.json file right down here. Taco.json is essentially the project system file. This is the equivalent of the solution file, and this is the only thing that was not present in the project that we created using the Ionic command line back on the Mac side of things. One other thing that you're going to see here is that we've got a brand new node called the dependencies node. And right now, it's got a little notification on it saying that it's restoring. What it's doing is it's restoring all of the node packages that did not get checked into Git. This is the exact same node that you would find in an ASP.NET 5 project, where you would go to manage things like Bower, Grunt, and Gulp tasks and the like. It's essentially an expression of all of the packages that are defined in your package.json file down here. So while it's going back and it's restoring those, let's take a look at this. In our package.json file, you see dependencies for Gulp, Bower, little shell JS action, and Cordova itself. In fact, there's about 5 plugins here. There's the device plugin, the console plugin, the whitelist plugin, which is new to Cordova 5.0, the splash screen plugin, and the keyboard plugin. All of those Cordova-dash plugins are directly from the core list of plugins that Microsoft contributes to in the Cordova open source project. The Ionic one is special to Ionic. Now that the dependencies node is finished loading, you'll see here that we've actually got an expression there of all the Bower and NPM packages that we found right over here. One of the great things that I get out of a file like this is premium IntelliSense that you wouldn't find in something like, I don't know, Sublime or Vim. Let's actually kind of take a quick look at how that would work. So I'm gonna kind of put some empty quotes in here so that we kind of see it and hit, kind of quote there, and you'll see it's instantly pulling back actually from NPM what the latest stable release is of the Gulp package, along with a couple of regular expression variations of that package, so that I can develop in confidence and kind of accommodate minor version bumps that happen over time. Pretty cool stuff. We're actually going to go with the most recent version here, 3.9, bada bing, bada boom. All right, the last thing that I want to talk to you a little bit about is the transition from Visual Studio 2013 to 2015. Because we changed the project system between 2013 and 2015, that means that there are some breaking changes between the two projects. When you move from Visual Studio 2013 to 2015, you are going to have to make a couple of changes. Let me show what it looks like when I try to open up a Visual Studio 2013 project. Here on my desktop, I have got a 2013 project. I'm going to try to open this guy up. And since I don't have Visual Studio 2013 installed on my machine, it's going to try to open up with 2015. Once that guy tries to load, you're going to get a message right here in the Solution Explorer saying that it's incompatible. No worries, it's really easy for you to migrate that project to 2015. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to close the solution first, and we're going to create a new 2015 project. We'll create a Cordova blank app. Don't need to save that changes to that guy. And then all we need to do is from the File Explorer open up our 2013 project, and you'll notice that there's a one-to-one mapping between the folders that are here on the left-hand side in 2013 and the folders that are available to us in 2015. There's no fundamental difference in the content between these files and folders. It's just how they're organized. So it's a simple copy-paste to go from 2013 to 2015. CSS, images, and scripts go into your www folder. Merges and res go here into the project root. So hopefully that was a fun ride and you learned something. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about how to use Grunt, Gulp, Bower, Node with the tools for Apache Cordova, how you'd like to maybe use your ASP.NET website for a Cordova project, or if you'd like to migrate your Visual Studio 2013 project to 2015, check out one of these links. Until next time, I'm Ryan J. Salva. Happy coding.